Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The DH, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Benson. Batting second. The shortstop, Trevor Plouffe. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Valencia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Parmley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luke Hughes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rene Tassone. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Brian Dinkelman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rene Rivera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Liam Hendricks. And now, play ball. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pierre hits a line drive into left field. Tassone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Tassone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pierzynski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Benson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Benson takes first base on ball 4. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Plouffe. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Plouffe steals second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valencia hits a pop-up towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rios strikes out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunn moves to second. Two outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Diaza hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tassone throws the ball into Valencia who relays the ball to Hughes who tags Diaza trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dunn scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Parmley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hughes hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. René Tassoni is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tassoni strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Dinkelman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dinkelman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Parmley moves to third. René Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field. Dinkelman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierre strikes out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Benson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Benson hits a line drive into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Plouffe reaches second base with a double. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Plouffe moves to third. 2 outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valencia is 0-for-1 in the game. Valencia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parmley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dunn for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Parmley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parmley hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parmley moves to second. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. 1 out. René Tassoni is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tassoni is 0-for-1 in the game. Tassoni hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parmalee moves to third. Two outs. Brian Dinkelman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dinkelman is one for one in the game, with a single. Dinkelman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaza is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaza hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dinkelman who is chasing the ball. Diaza reaches third base with a triple. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaza scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham strikes out. One out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pierre is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rene Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Joe Benson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Benson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Plouffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field. Benson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with PV covering, for the out. One out. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valencia is 0 for 2 in the game. Valencia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Parmalee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parmalee is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parmalee strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parmalee out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a pop-up towards short. Plouffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaza is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Diaza hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tassoni settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rivera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. René Tassoni is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tassoni is 0-for-2 in the game. Tassoni strikes out. 1 out. Will Oman now pitching. Jason Repko pinch hits for Brian Dinkelman. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Repko hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Jason Frasser now pitching. Jason Kubel pinch hits for René Rivera. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes moves to third. Two outs. Joe Benson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Benson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Benson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Repko now playing right field. Drew Butera now catching. Lester Olivares now pitching. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham strikes out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierre hits a fly ball into left field. Tassoni settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Benson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Plouffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Thornton now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valencia is 0-for-3 in the game. Valencia strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hoy now pitching. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Plouffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Brent Lillibridge pinch runs for Adam Dunn. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Lillibridge. The throw from Butera and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brent Lillibridge now playing first base. Sergio Santos now pitching. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes strikes out. 1 out. Rene Tassone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tassone is 0 for 3 in the game. Tassone hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Repko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Repko strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.